You're listening to the audio production of The Gospel-Driven Church, Uniting Church Growth Dreams with the Metrics of Grace by Jared C. Wilson, published by Zondervan and read by Steve Lyon. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit zondervan.com/p/Gospel-Driven Church Audio.
Forward. John Henry Newman has noted how the usage of creeds throughout the history of the church has followed a predictable pattern. First, the church came together to define what it believed, identifying what was essential and excluding those who didn't embrace those essentials. Because heretics don't like to be called heretics, those who were excluded would often adjust their beliefs to fit within the parameters of the new creed while continuing to embrace many of their old heresies. As time passed, the church would need to write a new creed using clearer, or at least different, words to further distinguish orthodoxy from heresy. With each new generation, Newman concludes, we must be prepared to rewrite our creeds to clarify the truth of God for this generation. Today, phrases like gospel-centered and gospel-driven have become slogans, marks of those who hold to a new creed. Few church or denominational leaders would say they are not gospel-driven. But what does it mean to be gospel-driven? One of the most capable pastor theologians of our time, Jared Wilson, has undertaken the task of unpacking that phrase. Jared helps us understand what gospel-driven means and how we can know if our church's ministries are gospel-driven. Jared writes with wit, profundity, and clarity. He avoids the trap many proponents of the gospel-centered movement fall into, setting up a false dichotomy between depth and width. Jared explains why gospel-driven churches must, by definition, care about both. Church leaders tend to gravitate toward either depth or width, depending on the style of their ministry or their personality. For those who go wide, success is all about the numbers, attendees, conversions, baptisms, missionaries, and weekly offerings. The numbers measure God's blessing. For those who prefer to go deep, it's about the number of Calvin's commentaries you own, how long your sermons go, how many people you expelled from the church over a disciplinary issue last year, or how well acquainted you are with 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, John Calvin, John Piper, and John MacArthur. Scripture doesn't leave any room for this false dichotomy. Jesus and the apostles yearned for evangelistic width. Jesus gathered large crowds. Many people, marveling at his wisdom and authority, ran to bring their curious friends back to hear him. Jesus has more joy over one person being added to his church than anything done by the 99 who are already there. When does Jesus get angry? When the religious leaders fill the court of the Gentiles with money changers to assist in the buying and selling of temple animals. But his anger was not just over what they were doing, but where they were doing it. This part of the temple was for the outsider, the seeker. It was the place where all nations could come to pray. The Jews had turned this portal for the outsider into a kiosk for the insider. Jesus did not merely come to sanctify the saved, but to seek and save the lost. Jesus taught his disciples to yearn for the harvest. After Peter hauled in so many fish that his nets were breaking, Jesus said to him, "From now on, you will fish for people." Compare with Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Following in the steps of Jesus, the apostles also pursued explosive width. They praised God when 3,000 people were saved in a single day. Evidently, they counted. They preached to as many as possible in any secular or public arena they could find. Paul rebuked the Corinthians for not caring about the experience of the seeker in their midst, and he gave them careful instructions to make their worship services accessible and understandable to outsiders. The early church sought to spread the good news of Jesus widely. But they did not pursue this width at the expense of depth. Jesus frequently preached sermons that drove out casual seekers, telling gathered crowds that unless they hated their fathers, mothers, and children.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?